a comment on my blog that suggested that one way to tell whether someone were a true communist or not a true communist was to see whether he came from a middle-class background or studied law. The suggestion being that somebody who came from a middle-class background couldn't possibly be a communist, or that if he studied law, he must be a capitalist who wanted to make a lot of money. Actually, in my experience, and also from what I have read about communist leaders, most of them are very interested in the law because it's a tool to change things. Most of them start out as idealists, and they're actually trying to liberate the proletariat while they themselves come from the middle class. So let's review some famous leaders, and then we'll get to some not so famous leaders in the Communist Party in order to understand this. Let's start first with Lenin. His Russian name, he was born as Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, and he was then known as Lenin, or in English, Lenin. So, what does the Wikipedia tell us about him? He was born to a wealthy middle-class family in Simbirsk, and Lenin gained an interest in revolutionary leftist politics following the execution of his brother Alexander in 1887. Expelled from Kazan State University for participating in anti-Tsarist protests, he devoted the following years to a law degree and to radical politics, becoming a Marxist. So here we have a very famous Russian communist who started out in the middle class, who went to a university, and who studied law. Okay? So if you look at somebody else and say, oh, he couldn't possibly be a communist because he came from the middle class, or he studied law, or he went to university, that simply doesn't make any sense. All of the communists that I've ever heard of started out in the middle class. Okay, so let's look at Trotsky. So his name was Lev Davidovich Trotsky, something like that. Anyway, it says in the Wikipedia, Trotsky initially supported the Menshevik and Internationalist faction of the Russian Socialist Democrat Labor Party. He joined the Bolsheviks immediately prior to the 1917 October Revolution, and he eventually became a leader with the Russian Social Democratic Labor Party, the Bolsheviks. And let's see, what about his background? He was actually born as Lev Davidovich Bronstein. I believe that's a sort of a Jewish name. And in fact, much attention has been given to Trotsky's original name by anti-communists, anti-Semites, and anti-Trotskyites who stressed his original surname, Bronstein, and its political and historical significance. Okay, so basically, a lot of these people were also Jewish. When Trotsky was 9, his father sent him to Odessa to be educated. He was enrolled in a German school, which became Russified during his years in Odessa, consequent to the imperial government's policy of Russification. Although Trotsky stated in his autobiography, My Life, that he was never perfectly fluent in any language but Russian and Ukrainian, somebody else wrote that Trotsky spoke French fluently. Okay, so he was from the middle class. He was an educated man. And in fact, what political leader isn't? You know, it doesn't matter what the revolution is. It's usually people from the middle class and above who did this. I can tell you of one such political leader, not quite this high, someone I actually met, my great uncle, Julius Katsuchi. He was in Poland. He studied law. He was arrested for being part of the Communist Party when it was illegal to be part of the Communist Party. He was an idealist. He did come from the middle class. And yes, when he was higher up in Poland in the Communist Party, he liked luxuries. But what kind of luxuries did he like? He liked chocolate. It was very hard to get chocolate under the Polish Communist Party. So he went and got chocolate. But do you really think that he supported the revolution? He supported the communists because he didn't have enough chocolate in his childhood? He didn't do it out of greed. He did it because he was an idealist. He became greedy when he was hungry. Everybody was starving in Poland. They didn't have enough meat to eat, and the chocolate was terrible. And yes, he went to Switzerland and got chocolate and kept it under lock and key in his house. But to say that a person becomes a communist only if he's, that he became a communist because he was a greedy person from the middle class is not to understand what communism is about. Communism, it usually starts in the middle class by people who have enough and they don't do it in order to get power. They do it to save the people, to help the proletariat. Only later, when everything collapses in the economy, do they start to look greedy because they want to have a refrigerator in their house or they want to have enough to eat. It's a misunderstanding of the basic principles of communism and how it works to say later, after the fact, this failed leader was a bad person because he came from the middle class, or he only did it for power. He did it because he wanted a swimming pool. Well, it doesn't work that way. Anyone can have a swimming pool in a country with free enterprise. The person did it not because they wanted a swimming pool, because they thought they could change the world. And if you don't understand that about communism, then you are always going to fall into that same trap again and again.